This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another... Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You know what happens when you go up there? Come on, we've been through this like a gazillion times. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. I mean, seriously, there's a whole bunch going on up there. You can also, if you go to my website, you can buy my book. And if you buy the book from the website, I will sign it for you. How's that? I don't know why you want to sign, but I'll sign it for you. Otherwise, you can go over to Amazon.com. And you can get it there. Probably faster, quicker. Now, I don't know how many of you are in or around the D.C. area. I don't know how many of you are heading over to the CPAC. It's over at the, where is that thing? It's at the Gaylord. You know, I should look this stuff up before I talk about it, huh? The Gaylord Convention Center over in D.C. If you don't know what that is, I mean, I think it like takes up a third of the waterfront. So if you don't know where that is, then maybe you shouldn't be driving around because you can't miss it. But that's where they have CPAC every year. They've had it every year, at least for the last 5 or 6 years that I've been going. And you'll get to see, look, we're hearing that Trump's going to be there, that Pence is going to be there. There's a lot of the big names will be coming by at 100 million miles an hour. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran's going to join me right after the first break. I'm going to catch up from all the crazy stuff that happened over the weekend and even towards the end of last week. I mean, we don't get to hit it all, obviously, all the time. And the thing that really makes me crazy, as we saw with President Trump's rally, isn't it funny how nuts the left is going that he's having a rally at the expense of the taxpayers, and which is what we're going to have a like a fake news buzzer. Fake news. Right? Because Trump for president 2020, that's a little early, doesn't it? But 2020 is paying for it. So it's not the expense of the taxpayer. And when Mr. Oblamo was doing it, you had no problem with him flying. I mean, what is it? All of October, half of September, into October. Wasn't he stumping for Hillary? Didn't have any problems with that. Nobody screamed about that. Yes, I'm enjoying the liquid in my TRS cup. No, it tastes better in the cup. You got to buy a cup. Head over to the website. Buy a cup there. But nobody complained about that, did they? It was okay for Mrs. Obama to fly, what was it, 24 of her friends or 26 of her friends to Europe for a shopping spree? You know, and she worked so hard at the White House. You all said, all you guys on the left said, oh, you know, she means so much to the country. She is the first lady. She does so much there. That we shouldn't have been upset paying for her trip with her friends to go to Europe to go shopping. It wasn't a trip to make relations better, because I'll tell you what, they ain't any better now than they were. Actually, they're worse now. Over the 8 years, they have gotten worse and worse and worse. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation. God, there are so many stories that I know I'm not going to get to, but that I want. What are you doing? Did I ever tell you guys how much I hate computers? Probably, right? The Democrats have decided, in a recent poll that went out, that Muslims in America should have the choice of being governed according to Sharia. At 51%, 51% of the Dems polled on this one. Yeah, I know, right? Said that they agreed that if Muslims want to be governed by Sharia law, they should be. Now, what the Dems, maybe they don't understand, 32% disagree, right? The balance of them said that they knew enough to know that they didn't know enough to even make. Now, those are the ones I want to give credit to. Those are the ones I want to say thank you for not voting when you didn't know what you were doing. I wish more people wouldn't vote when they don't know what they're voting for. But Democrat officials favor Muslims over Christians. Now, if you've ever wondered if Democrats favor Muslim refugees pouring into the United States over offering Middle East Christians asylum in the U.S., there appears to be evidence, not conjecture, not somebody that's just kind of, you know, looking at people going, yeah, I bet you they wouldn't let them in. Pew Research revealed that Democrats favor Muslim refugees, even unvetted refugees from nations involved in jihad, because the overwhelming majority of Muslims prefer Democrats over Republicans. I wonder why. What do you think that might be? You know what? Here's what I've always joked about this. When you're talking to kids from divorced parents, just ask them which one they'd rather stay with. You know which one gives in more. The report by Pew Research reveals when it comes to political and social views, Muslims are far more likely to identify or lean toward the Democrat Party. Now, they did a poll with the Muslims, too. It was 70 to 11%. 70% Democrat, 11% Republican. Gee, I wonder why they want them here. They also appear to favor a bigger government providing more services over a smaller government providing fewer services. The Muslim refugees, when they register to vote, are expected to overwhelmingly register as Democrats. I'm shocked. Hey, don't go far. Kimberly Marin's going to join me on the other side of the break. And in the second hour, we're going to pound on the Californians. I think most Californians are insane. I really do. That should whet your willy. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One on has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't hesitate. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. But do something. Really, get involved, get engaged. Every week, I have her on the show. Every week I try to get her blood pressure up. I don't know how much I succeed doing it, but I have a lot of fun trying. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. Always a pleasure to have her with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, you know what? It's a pretty dull and boring week, right? In the news?
Oh, my God, it's only Monday.
I know, right? No, these guys are making me nuts. A friend of mine today posted something on Facebook, and I sent him a private message. I said, God, what do you guys, everything? Does a guy breathe enough per hour? Does he breathe too much per hour? Maybe he doesn't use the right shaving cream. You guys are nitpicking on every little thing. If we did 1/100th, as conservatives, if we did 1/100th of what you're doing or what you've been doing, are you serious? They would have hung us for being racist. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And they're doing the same thing in New Hampshire now that we have a Republican governor after over a decade of Democrat fools in office. Governors in office. And they're doing the same thing. So this is just typical of what the left does. It doesn't matter what the person does that's in office. If they're a Republican, they're going to get nailed for it. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Yeah, I think they've gone to this. They've gone so far over the cliff with, their person is right. The only right person for the job is a Democrat. That's it. End of discussion. And there's no wiggle room. And that's what's going to make it dangerous. That's what's going to make the violence happen. I'm still not fully convinced that we won't have any violence out of all this. You think I'm that far off?
No, I think you're spot on. They've been building this up. Do you know that they're sending, remember OFA, Obama's little flying monkey? Well, they're now sending those people all this time while Obama was in office. These people were behind the scenes organizing, and they didn't bother helping Democrats win any races. They've just been organizing to cause problems afterwards because they are now sending people to town halls that are being held by Republicans across the country to protest, repealing Obamacare or whatever it is they want to protest. So, Obama has his own little army to try to keep his failed legacy in place. Seriously.
Yeah. They had him up here, what was it, a few months, no, it wasn't even, about a month ago. They were up here, and they claimed to have a whole bunch of people, and those people were picketing ACA in front of an event that had to do with a local congressman. And they tried to say there were 1,000 people out there. There weren't 1,000 people out there. There might have been 100. And they had no answers.
Right.
They had the generic party stuff, Don't kill ACA. Don't repeal ACA. Nobody will have health insurance. It's like you guys are talking out of ignorance.
They're all gonna die.
I know.
I talk about it every week now, and I said it earlier today too. You cannot have a discussion with these people because they don't base their discussion on facts. It just doesn't work.
Oh. You know, I don't know. Have you been able to keep up with this? Trump made a comment about the Swedish government and what's going on there, right? And what's going on with the refugees and what have you. Did you catch any of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I saw go by, and I saw two stories that were sent to me by different people about a retired Swedish police officer who said, this is going on, and the press is playing it down. The government doesn't want you to know about it because they don't want to be seen as fools for letting all those refugees in. And I'm going, so we've gotten to the point now where I've always said it, and at first I was saying political correctness killed America. Political correctness is really going to wipe out the civilized world, basically. That's where my head's going with this, because this is just nuts, don't you think?
Yeah, and I've been studying this, researching it for years, and every time I heard something, I would look into it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I still have a cough. That's a cough on air. And, sorry. Sweden isn't in the top 10 rape countries in the world for nothing. They do hide it. Their own government did this to them, and we should learn our lesson and not do the same damn thing. It's horrifying what is happening over there. And this has been going on for a long time. It's nothing new. It's just that the media doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, and now they're trying to make him look like a fool by saying, Trump, look at he's putting out fake news. No, he's putting out unreported news. He's putting out news that those governments don't want to report because they don't want to look bad. The big difference there.
What he said was, sorry.
Sorry.
What he was, it made it sound like an event happened. He just didn't word it correctly because I said I called him out for it too, but it's like, I get his point. He's just got to be more careful with how he says things. That's all. And you know what? He probably will get there. He's just got to sharpen his claws some more. That's all.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And I don't mind him. Look, I'm from Boston. I don't mind him talking off the hip or shooting from the hip or what have you. If he's going to try to keep this place safe, this argument that the left makes, you might as well stick red hot pokers in the side of my head. Okay, we can't clamp down on Muslims because they'll get mad at us, and we'll be less safe. Oh my God. Let's not stop them from robbing the bank. Let's not stop crooks and thieves from having guns, because they're going to get mad at us, and they're going to start shooting us up more. I mean, I don't know how many hits off the crack pipe you have to take to get that level of thinking. I'm totally lost with this. You with me? I mean, you deal with them more than I do.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, it's kind of insane. I mean, here you have the left aligning themselves with a religion of and mostly Islamic extremists, but even in the Muslim religion, you go to a Muslim baker, they're not baking a cake for a gay wedding, but you don't see the left pushing that, do you?
No.
So, you know, aligning themselves with a religion that around the world, this religion kills gays, stones women, treats women like third-class citizens, but yet here they are saying, oh, come on, bring them over.
Yeah,
sorry, but not the moderate. I get that not everyone is a fundamentalist like that. That's understandable, but that's why we need to vet people better.
Well,
you can't just do what Sweden did or Germany even and just let people walk right over the border and then give them free stuff. And then they're raping your women. Because that's what's happening in Sweden. That's literally...
Well, it's not just Sweden.
It's happening.
It's Germany. They're seeing it happen in France. They started to see it happening in Italy. And I don't know if it's just starting to get out. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that what they refuse to look at is if your crime rate, if your rape rate has remained at X amount, and then the only difference, the only uncommon denominator, is that you've been letting a certain group in by large numbers... And then it starts to skyrocket, crime does. You got to tie them together. Hey, got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Straight back today from Trump is not my president day. Kimberly Moran joins us, like she does every week, to talk about the issues of the day. What did you think of that? Did you see any of those? Did you push any protesters out of the way with your car or anything like that?
No, you'd see that on the news. No, our protesters in New Hampshire aren't that bad usually. I think they had some protests up here, but nobody paid attention to it. I have no idea. I didn't go.
You know, I got to tell you, though. I want to tell you anyhow. I was doing a story before you came on about Democrats, according to a Pew Research study, that the Democrat officials favor Muslims over Christians. And I couldn't figure out why at first. And I'm going, okay, maybe they're misinformed. Maybe they don't know. And then as I started reading it, more and more Muslims that were actually questioned about this, 70% of the Muslims coming into the country would register as a Democrat. They prefer bigger government, and they prefer the government give them more stuff. All right, so problem solved, right? I mean, excuse me, curiosity solved, correct?
Yes. That's basically buying voters with our tax dollars.
Well, it's just amazing how that goes. You know, you start to sit there and go, really? I know Dems that love this country. I really do. I mean, I'm sure I would have to believe you do too. You know, my dad, Massachusetts Dem, love this country, want to keep this country safe, don't want to see people just let into the country, you know, without really being checked out. And I'm trying to say, why are they fighting so hard to let these people in? Why are they fighting so hard to let these people in no matter what? And when I look at the numbers, I go, okay, that makes sense. They're building their own army, so to speak. Right?
Yeah, that's how they work, though, right? They play identity politics, and they try to get favor with the people that they supposedly identify with, you know, by lying to them, of course. It's funny that you're talking about this and you're mentioning this because at the same time that you're talking about how the Democrat Party favors Muslims, we've talked about the war on Christianity for years, right? And we said they're waging a war on Christianity, and everybody, they always say, no, we're not, you're full of it, blah, blah, blah. In New Hampshire, we just recently had a good guy get nominated for the Commissioner of Ed by our new Republican governor. Well, one of these horrifying little men, and he is physically and mentally a little man, Democrat, extreme fringe Democrat, kept grilling this guy and basically put him on a Christian religious bigoted witch hunt because the guy built an economics and business program at a religious college. And so the counselor was putting him, the college, what they have on their website, attributing it to him. I've never seen, and I know you guys don't know what an executive council is. They sort of approve things for the governor and payments and stuff in New Hampshire.
You know, we usually, in California, the lobbyists approve things for the governor and he passes them. But go ahead.
They are. But this was so horrifying. I'm an agnostic. I was there. I was the last one to testify at this hearing. And I sat down and I said, I didn't realize this was a bigoted witch hunt. And it looked right at the, you know, his name is Andrew Walensky. I call him Trollinsky. But it was acceptable. And people think that's okay. And then we have this other New Hampshire state rep, Democrat, who retweeted something from that guy, Sean King, who's a white guy pretending to be black.
Right.
And she said, almost, we have a terrorist problem, all right, but they're mostly Christian white men.
Oh.
And another
did they say,
agreed
did,
with her.
Did they say what the Christian white men actually did to terrorize others? Was there anything, because I find it hard to believe, anything to back it up?
No. I think they assume most white people are Christian for some reason. I have no idea. But what I said is, okay, so show me where anyone is killing or murdering people or terrorizing people in the name of Christianity. You know, if they want to talk about terrorism, how about all the mass shooters? A majority of them are all left-wingers. So now what? Left-wing white male, pajama boy, with mental issues. So what are we, what are you really talking about here? The premise of the story was that there was some guy who was planting bombs and was going to plan something, and Trump, why didn't Trump talk about it? Well, no one was talking about it, really. And so they were trying to say that it's Christian white males that are the terrorists.
You know, in the last, I think it's 30 years, I can't remember the exact number, so don't hold me to it, but you'll find out if you do your own research, I'm close. You know how, what do they bring up? Every time we bring up something that, a Muslim extremist, you know, San Bernardino was one, the gay and lesbian club down there in Florida was another, right? And okay, well, you know, you got whacktoids too. They go shooting up, doctors at Planned Parenthood. They blow up abortion clinics and all of that. Well, you do a little research. In the last 30 years, okay, I think it was 30 or 40 years. In the last 30 or 40 years, 14 people have been killed or injured. Now I kind of giggled there because, you know, people, I'm not saying that that's funny or it's even okay. But what's funny is one incident, one day, we lost 14 Americans because of Islamic terrorists. 14. No. I didn't say the wrong thing. In San Bernardino, we lost 14 Americans, not thousands. Yeah, but two whacktoids, right, decide to take the life of 14 Americans in San Bernardino. In one day.
Yeah.
Right? I'm talking over 30 years, we get 14. So for them to harp on, notice how they harp on this stuff. I'm loving all the things they're throwing out at Trump right now. They're cowards because they won't line up what Oblamo did over the last 8 years.
Wait, I'm confused. San Bernardino was Islamic terrorism.
Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. In one day, in one-hour incident, They took out 14, an act of terrorism that killed 14 people. They start talking about Christians and the terrorism that they wreak on Planned Parenthood facilities across the country. How they've killed doctors, they've blown these places up, 14 people.
But there's a difference. No one's doing it in the name of Christianity or Jesus. That is the difference. Islamic extremists do it specifically in the name of Allah.
Hey, I can't disagree with you. You're right. They scream. Nobody that I know of. So maybe somebody can send me the links. Because, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. You guys already know this. If you've been listening to the show for 7 minutes, you know I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So send me the link, okay? Because I may have missed it. And maybe didn't read it. And as some of you would say, being the white privileged white guy, or I should say, being the Bible-thumping right-wing white guy that I am, maybe I missed it. But send me a link to where any one of those guys that claim to be Christians or what have you actually ran into Planned Parenthood screaming in the name of Jesus or in the name of God, I'm wiping you people out. Tell me, you just got to send it to me and I'll recant on the air. How's that sound? But you won't find it because she's right. They didn't do it in the name of Jesus. They did it in the name of their own nut, you know. And then what do you say to them, Kimberly, what do you say to the ones that say, hey, look, you know, those people weren't lined up with Islam. They were crazy people. But why haven't your people, why haven't the sane ones come out in major numbers and denounced these actions like we do, right?
Right, and the problem is we know that these actions are taking place on a daily basis around the world. So it's not just once in a while in the U.S. It's all around the world every single day. People are being terrorized in the name of Islamic fundamentalism. And it is a specific version of Islam. But the problem is it's out there and it's growing and it's happening everywhere around the world. It's not just limited to Muslim countries in the Middle East. It's around the world that people are being terrorized every single day.
Yeah,
so there's a huge...
But I'm seeing these people out there that are protesting against the quote-unquote Muslim ban that doesn't exist. I mean, talking about fighting something that just flat out doesn't exist. I think this is hilarious. Let them spend their money. Let them get stupid. Do you really think these people are making any traction with sane Americans? That's what we have to start calling them. You have the left, the right. What are we going to call the people in the middle? The sane Americans? You think they're making any headway with the sane Americans at all?
No. And you know what the thing that really stinks is? These Islamic extremists are killing millions of Muslims, too.
Right.
Whatever. However, they're killing a lot of Muslims, too. The moderate Muslims who won't fall in line with their extremism. So they're killing those people, too. They're killing everybody who doesn't agree with them. And, no, you're right. When these people try to say, no, come on over and start, come on over. And it doesn't matter if you might be an extremist. We're just going to take you over anyway. No,
right.
That's the problem, and that's why Trump won.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side, Kimberly Moran will still be with me. On the other side of the break, I got to wind her up a little bit more before she leaves the show. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, if you're going to be in D.C. at CPAC later on this week, come by and see me. I'll be there all week long, and I'll be there on Saturday at a book signing, my book signing, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All us conservative freaktoids will be down in the basement. I don't know what else to call it. Although it's kind of airy and light, but it is definitely the bottom floor of the hotel. And you can go down there, and I'll sign the book, get to meet you, and I'll take a picture of you so I can come back and show Tammy that I really do have people that listen to the show. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to go through some of the issues of the day. And Kimberly, before it gets away from me, tell people where they can read your writings and find you and that kind of stuff.
I am at NewHampturePoliticalBuzz.org. I'm at GraniteGrock.com. And you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I wonder how many people know what the reference to granite is, right? I mean, I know what it is because, you know, right? You know, the street that I grew up on in Massachusetts was called Granite Avenue. That's where
really?
When I went to high school, it was Granite Avenue, anyhow. And
there's granite in New Hampshire for people who don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the granite state. There you go. So, hey, so tell you, you know, when we went to break, we were talking about how the that piece that I was doing really was interesting to hear that the polls that Pew Research did with people, that the Muslims would register to vote as Democrats because, in their own words, they more line up with the Democrat point of view, not religiously, okay, from a social standpoint, that they want more things from government. Think about that.
That's kind of terrifying, if you think about it. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want more government. Well, anyone who enjoys actual freedom and liberty wouldn't want more government. But with that government paying your way, you're basically nothing but in servitude to the government. You know what I mean?
Because
you're dependent on the government. Now you're not a free person to do what you want to do because you're tied to these strings by the government that's paying you. And, of course, the taxpayers are the ones who are really paying it. Government doesn't care who they give our money. We know that already. That's why we're $20 trillion in debt.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're making me nuts, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's really bad how far the country has strayed away from what we were intended, what our founding fathers intended. You know, today's President's Day, and I posted on my Facebook page and on Twitter, you know, who's your favorite president? Ours is Calvin Coolidge. And I posted a quote by him. It says, "A government which lays taxes on the people, not required by urgent public necessity and sound public policy, is not a protector of liberty, but an instrument of tyranny. It condemns the citizen to servitude." And that's true, and that's what's happened in this country.
Yeah, it is interesting to me. You know, 160 of the people that were rounded up in Los Angeles had criminal records, okay, felony records, actually. And I'm sorry, 150 of the 160 had felony records. And I'm watching these Dems online go out of their minds. They're rounding up family members. They're rounding up people that have families and been here for a long time. Didn't care at all about the felony records, all right? Because Obama decided at one point in time, here's the felonies we will pick up people for. Here's the felonies, anything below this, we won't pick them up for. So I thought it was interesting. So all of a sudden now, he's deciding what are bad laws, what are important laws, what are laws we can step out on. But back to the point that you were trying to make a little earlier, which was, you know, people don't realize they get so dependent on government. It, you know, creeps up on you, right? Just like sometimes in cases like drug abuse, it creeps up on you. So it creeps up on these people. Then they find themselves in a voting booth. And they've got their government check in one hand, they've got a ballot in another hand, and if they check the wrong box on the ballot, they lose or reduce that government check they have in their hands. They're screwed. Even if they want to do the right thing, they're screwed, aren't they?
Pretty much. Because they kept voting for the people who were paying and buying their vote with taxpayer dollars, free quote-unquote money, they are putting people into power that also over-regulate business, so it's harder to get jobs, and they take away actual individual freedoms because they can't stand them. So it's a vicious, horrifying cycle, in my opinion. And basically, what Democrats have done is keep people dependent on and in poverty, which was at a 50-year high under Obama. Keep them dependent on it, but they're also, it's a circle. They can't get out of it. They can't, even if they want to, they can't climb out of it because it's so difficult. Because they don't have a tiered system, and you know that's a whole different ballgame. But it's just another form of slavery, in my opinion.
I agree with you. And again, you know, it's not that we don't see. This is where people go sideways too. It's not that Republicans, conservatives, what have you, don't want to help people. Welfare was never meant for you to move in on, right? Welfare was put in place to help you get over a bump. You know, something happens in your life, you need a little help for a little bit to get going. Not for 20 years. A little bit is not 20 years. A little bit is not 12 years or 15 years, okay? You get over the hurdle, you move on. I can tell you story after story that I've seen happen in L.A. where government programs have been cut back a bit to help people and other programs put in place to help people, you know, go back to school, get reeducated, learn how to do something different. And they were poo-pooed by the Democrats because why? The biggest one that bothered me is you can't force people to work. Can't force people to do a job they don't want to do. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So you tell me you're going to lock them?
But you can work to pay for those people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can work to make sure. Well, you heard Nancy Pelosi, right? I can work to make sure that, you know, if you want to pursue your art career, your artistic whatever, right? Remember when she said that? I was, like, freaking out in a car. I was going down a windy road, so I couldn't get too stupid. But I remember thinking to myself, did you really just say that? Did you really just say that work shouldn't get in the way of you, you know, wanting to chase your dream? No.
And then
the American, you know, Nancy married a wealthy guy, right?
I don't know who he is, but I feel really, really bad for that man.
They've been married a long time, I'll tell you what. I don't feel that bad for him. He had a chance.
He must have been really bad in life to deserve her.
He had a chance to get away. He didn't take it. But, you know, you look at that, and you just say to yourself, my God, when she comes out with some of the stuff that she says, I am so surprised that people don't check. Just check her. Go, my God, did she really just say that? You know, those are the things that make you nuts.
It's so horrifying. They don't say anything. She's another one who said I wrote about it. I can't remember what it was now. She said something horrifying about men. It was, like, one of the most sexist things I've ever heard. I'll send it to you when I'll go back and look at it. But these people, how do they even get reelected by saying some of the ridiculously stupid things they say?
I have no idea. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, don't blame Joe Messina. Nancy Pelosi called anybody who voted for Trump, anybody who didn't basically vote the Dem ticket all the way down, she called them uninformed voters. They were just, she didn't call them white-collar voters anymore. Now she called them uninformed voters. And I sit there and remember that?
Wait, this is what I can't say the whole thing of what I called her. I will send this to you.
Please don't.
But the title of my blog was Nancy Pelosi is a hateful, ignorant, bigoted, and sexist B word.
Oh, boy.
Because she was so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was just so horrifying with what she said about these people that I'll send it to you. But these are the people. These people have always existed, but it seems more and more now are crawling out from under their rocks and telling the public how they really feel about Christians, white men, everybody.
Okay, but now under Trump, where you saw what happened to most of the country, or in most of the country, okay, why do you think, and I only got a couple of minutes, but why do you think all of a sudden they have decided that now's the time to come out, come against Trump, to come against the Republicans? They're not just coming against Trump. They're coming against the Republicans, too. You know, what has given them this authority? Because it's not Trump. We know this.
No, it's not really Trump. I think that this has been building up. It's backed by communists. They want a revolution. They want to wreak havoc and chaos, make it so there's a revolution, so then they believe that they will be able to take over and be the authoritarians in power. Seriously. I'm not making this stuff up.
Oh my God.
These people are that insane.
Okay.
And it's not a general majority. It's just these radical extremists on the left who happen to also be in the Democrat Party who really think they're going to try to make that happen.
It's funny because this thing you sent me, the link you sent me, that's where I heard her say, or in that speech somewhere in that interview where she called them, the low information voters. And these are people that they've been calling blue collar workers. They're people. They've been calling blue collar workers, you know, for 50, 60 years. Look, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
NewHampturePoliticalBuzz.org, ConservativeIND on Twitter, GraniteGrock. And that's about it.
Yeah. Well, no, you'll end here every Monday. So listen, Kimberly, have a great rest of the day. I will talk to you later. People, if you're on Facebook, we have to reset at the top of the hour. Get over it. You'll just have to come back at the top of the hour. Otherwise, we'll catch you later. If you're on one of the stations that only carries the show for an hour, you can grab us online at TheRealSide.com. If you want to find stations at times, TheRealSide.com. Check it out on the stations there. Hey, listen, if you are leaving, have a great rest of the day, but you can always come back later and grab the podcast. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back for some of you in a few minutes.